诸位法师，我们北美护法会王会长，以及我们所有护法菩萨，今天有来自纽约地区，还有新泽西州，还有专程从西雅图来的我们陈辉武菩萨、贤伉俪菩萨、陈武成菩萨啊，专程从西雅图会过来，他受到我们莉莉菩萨哈他过去也在佛罗里达，这一次有这些殊胜的善言跟法言呐、让我们凝聚在一起，凝聚向心力，展现生命力。让我们愿愿相续，建设人间净土，净化人心，净化社会。
Good morning, everyone. Welcome, to all the Dharma Masters here present, as well as, the head of DDMBA. And I also know there are a lot of participants coming from New York, New Jersey, even as far as Seattle and Florida.And the conditions that we have, affinities that we have today is truly auspicious. And we shall embark on this opportunity to together reach a consensus and then further extend Master Sheng Yin's great vows to build a pure land on earth.
我们去年东竹禅寺为了扩建的话，而大家总是关心呢、如何让创办人圣严师父的贝月呢，能在全球世界各地啊，让有心想要净化人心、净化社会的人，不管从接触不同的宗教，而后接触到的佛教，而使大家都能认同圣严师父的悲愿，而共同来提升人的品质，建设人间净土华古山的理念。
So last year I was here, and because of the expansion project, we had a meeting, and together we mull over the questions of exactly how do we continue and extend Master Sheng Yin's great vows so that people around the world will be introduced to the idea, and for those people who identify with our visions will be able to join together to purify people's mind as well as to build a pure land on earth.
我们今天在现场所有的护法信众，有的很早就跟圣严师父亲近，有的最近才接触到法鼓山，或许没有看到圣严师父本人，但至少圣严师父如同释迦牟尼佛及历代祖师高僧大德留下许多的法宝，还让我们能继续珍惜善用应用在我们人生的里程上，使我们自己能安心安身安家安业。
So even we hope to extend this vision even to people who are initially not Buddhists perhaps, but are welcome, are able to feel an affiliation to this idea. So those people here amongst us, some of you have been following Master Sheng Yin for a very long time, one of the earlier disciples, and some of you come to know Dharmadrome Mountain more recently, and so perhaps for those people you may not have even had a chance to meet Master Sheng Yin in person. Regardless, Master Sheng Yin had actually compiled and collected a lot of great teachings and methods from Buddhas and past patriarchs, and hopefully it's our duty to learn to use these methods to help settle our mind, bring peace to our body, and harmonize our family, even extending it to the entire society.
虽然亲近圣严师父有长有短，甚至可能今天啊当下才来啊跟法鼓山结这份善言法缘的，有没有今天特别受到我们周遭的护法信众邀请，第一次接触法鼓山的，请举手。
Is there any of you that's brand new, first time coming?
我们非常的欢迎 ，Welcome.
Welcome, welcome to the newcomers.
我讲这句话的用意在哪里？我们珍惜因缘。你们相不相信？你们一定跟圣严师父、跟法鼓山一定有缘，相不相信？不相信的话，你们今天来做什么？
What's the purpose of me saying this, extending this welcome? I don't know, do you believe it or not? For all of us here, we actually have deep affinity with Master Shenyan as well as with Dharma Drum Mountain. Do you believe in that? Is it true? Do you hold it as true? If not, then why are you here?
我们有缘，有时候总是需要一些空间啊，坐在一起啊，有时候话家常，有时候读书会，有时候谈论一些啊佛法禅法的心得。可是空间有限的时候啊，哦、啊、必须啊分散在各地，这也是一个啊扩充啊把佛法禅法啊传递出去的一个着力点。
Even though we all have we share deep affinities, but it requires the space and time for us to actually sit down together to join discussions about Buddha Dharma, to have meditation meetings, sitting sessions. So oftentimes, when that cannot be done, we are actually dispersed in many different areas, and today is the chance for us to come together. But this dispersion, we can also look at it as a way to, for us to spread the Buddha Dharma.
我们在场的，不管很资深的护法信众，或是最近才接触的，都知道整个过程啊，我们的空间啊，圣严师父的实践佛法的生命的历程，在纽约啊或是在北美啊，如何让我们社会大众都得到这个佛法禅法的利益。但空间有限的时候啊，也是感恩我们所有护法信众啊，在不同的区域里面而来啊，奉献跟付出啊，这也是让大家在奉献付出的时候，在关怀他人，也在教育自己，使自己在不同的领域里面，虽然师父法师没有在旁边，但是我们愿意承担这一份任务使命，一起来净化人心，净化社会，让社会大众多人在这个忙碌多元变化快速的时候啊，而虽然有人造成紧张而压力的，可是面对这些现况的时候，如何得到佛法禅法，甚至还没有接触佛法禅法的人还能应用心法，而使大家能保持平静安定啊，即使有天灾地变人祸的时候啊，还是能笃定的去救灾，而使灾难减少，甚至认为说受苦受难不等于有苦有难，切在救苦救难。
So whether you're a new participant or someone who's very seasoned, most of you understand that in this process of Master Sheng Yan, in his endeavor to spread Dharma in the U.S. and around the world, it's oftentimes confined by space. But regardless of the limitation of space or resource, all of us are able to spread and share Buddha Dharma in all these different areas. We use Buddha Dharma as a way to educate and transform ourselves, as well as to care for others and bring benefit to others. So it doesn't matter whether we are really close to, geographically, whether we're close to Dharma masters or not. All of you here are able to shoulder this responsibility to share Buddha Dharma, to benefit others. So even amidst of this current society where there are rapid changes and multidimensional developments, people are able to find a way, even without Buddha Dharma or meditation methods, they're able to use the method of the mind to find a way to anchor themselves. So, for example, during disasters, instead of becoming distracted or overly vexed, people are able to extend their effort into rescue missions. So even if there are sufferings, people are not experiencing suffering, they are not perceiving suffering. Instead, they're transforming it and extending help to alleviate sufferings.
为什么说有天灾地变人祸的时候，有时看到在受苦受难的人不等于有苦有难，却不为苦难在救苦救难呢？这就是我们心灵环保是法鼓山理念提升人的品质，建设人间净土的核心主轴。心灵环保就是观念的导正，提升人的素质，使心不受环境的冲击，还能以健康的心态来面对现实，处理问题。就好像圣严师父有提出新武士精神启蒙运动里面的是他解决困境的主张，面对他，接受他，处理他，放下他。
So how is it that people are able to, amidst of disasters, not feel the suffering and instead able to further extend their effort to alleviate suffering? How can that be done? That is the precise purpose of us doing spiritual environmentalism, where our purpose is to improve and transcend human conditions and qualities, and then further creating pure lands on earth. And by raising and transcending people's essence, we do it by correcting or providing the correct vision so that people can be unaffected by what's really going on around them and to be able to remain positive. That is why Master Sheng Yan brought up the four ways of dealing with problems, which is to first face it and then to accept the problem, deal with a problem, and at the end to let go of the problem.
所以一开始分享圣严师父在时间跟空间上跟大家结这一份善言跟法言虽然时间是无限的，但目前呢，我们的空间修行的道场却有限。但如何以正面的认知、逆向的思考，不用负面情绪来反应处理，事实上修行道场的空间也可以无限。只要每一个人能认同圣严师父的悲愿、法鼓山的理念，你走到哪里，你的立足之地就是道场，就是在弘扬佛法、修学佛法，也在扶持佛法，在净化人心、净化社会。你们认为呢？
So we're using this space and time together, and in our Buddhist concept, time is limitless. But oftentimes, space. Currently, we are confined by limited space, but regardless, despite this limitation of space, if we are able to think positively, in fact, we can even extend space to the infinities. As long as your vision is aligned with our missions, then no matter where you go, you can have a firm footing at the precise location and change that place into a place of practice.
但是我们可以这样认为，但还有许多需要我们继续关怀接引的，也能得到佛法禅法甚至心灵环保为核心的心法，得到这份利益，而在自己的家庭事业或是面对健康生死这些的问题都能保持平静跟安定随时都可以自由自在的面对它，接受它，处理它，放下它。放下不是放弃，放下心中的挂碍。
So while we are able to practice using these methods to practice to confront and deal with difficulties, there are still others that require us to extend our care or extend our message to them, so that everyone are able to settle themselves in their mind, in their families, as well as at their place of work. And also when people are confronting issues of life and death. So by using these methods, then people will be truly be able to settle their mind and be at ease no matter where they go. And when we talk about confronting an issue, accepting the issue, deal with the issue, and then letting go of it, letting go doesn't mean to give up. Letting go means to let go of your attachments.
我们在 Queen 看到东珠禅寺，现在东珠禅寺正在整建扩充暂时的共修的地方小小的，所以我们今天才在这个地方让我们来回顾整个圣严师父为了利益众生，还有我们法师以及所有护法信众，大家共同的向心力，展现生命力，护持佛法，而希望有再多一点的空间，像我们后来增加的香港道场，我们现在各分支有这个在洛杉矶道场，在温哥华道场设是加拿大现在又增加了什么多伦多又增加了什么纽泽西，还有增加了什么旧金山分会都有这个找到自己比较长久了，这不能讲永久，有一天说又不够了，我们又希望扩大甚至在纽泽西又有另外一个点，芝加哥也希望有一个点，西雅图虽然有想，但目前还在计划当中，但还没有行动。
So, in Queens, Chan Meditation Center is currently under expansion. So we have been relocated to a very small space, and that's why today we have the opportunity to be here using this hall, banquet hall, for this gathering. And during this gathering, we're going to take this opportunity to look back to our history and to Master Shenyan's vision and reacquaint ourselves with his vows of benefiting sentient beings, and also as a way for us to come together, reestablish our consensus, and to show our own strength and vitality in protecting and propagating the Buddha Dharma. And so there's a need for more space, and that's why DDRC was established. And then in Toronto, there are also offices in New Jersey, LA, Vancouver. These places, we can't say they are permanent because maybe down the road there's need for further expansion. But for now, it's a place where people can feel a more stable location. And Seattle, they were also talking about finding a more permanent home. But it's still in the thinking stage right now.
有空间做道场，出发点无非都是希望大家能应用佛法禅法心法，而使自己能平安健康快乐幸福。那真正的健康在哪里？而是人难免身体都要四大都要调和，这种没有病的，一个是还没有出生一种是已经往生那每天都在面对四大不调调和的时候，心里是健康的就是健康的人。那如何平安？心安才有平安。如何心安？要有正确因果因缘观。因果是努力观，努力的没有，往往没有达到预期成果，叫因缘未成熟，暂时放下。放下不去，不是放弃，而要有因缘观的话，我们不至于失望；有因果观的话，让我们不至于不平衡，而使我们心理健康、精神升华、人格稳定、迈向健全，而能跟佛一样福德智慧圆满，使人成即是佛成。我们虽然是凡夫众生，但可以向圣贤心行来自取，但恒以悠悠的凡夫自机，在这个人世间里面来建设人间净土。为什么？因为我们心灵可以净化。
So with regard to space, why do we need space? The purpose of having space is so that we can practice and learn about Buddha Dharma, the methods, Chan methods, as well as the methods of the mind, so that we can reach we can obtain serenity, peace, and stability in our mind, and to eventually reach true healthfulness. What is the so-called healthy? We're all composed of, composites of the four great elements. Those so-called truly healthy ones are either not yet born or have already passed away. So as human beings, we all have little ailments or whatnot, with each one of us. But as long as your mind is truly healthy and sound, then you can be called a healthy person. How does the mind become healthy? Your mind has to first be settled and be peaceful. And how do we do that? You first need to have the correct understanding of cause and effect, as well as cause and conditions. Cause and effect will tell us that it is still important for us to exert effort, to work hard. But by having understanding of cause and conditions, it means that when things don't really go according to our wishes, we will learn to let go of attachments and let go of our disappointment. We are sentient beings, but we strive and aspire to grow in merit and virtue, just like the Buddha. So even as sentient beings, we don't have to be limited to being a human being. We can still strive to transcend ourselves, change our way of thinking, and bring peace and harmony to ourselves as well as others.
进而可以让我们轻松自在过生活，安心睡好觉。如何轻松自在？自在顺境的时候，一般人才会觉得自在；碰到逆境的时候，可能不自在，甚至做不了主喽。所以自在真正的是心无挂碍，没有患得患失，没有恐惧、忧虑、害怕。即使逆境的时候，就像我们得到禅法的时候，心安定不混乱，心有智慧的时候啊，不困扰。而心学习清净的时候，不至于被诱惑懒惰打击了，还能保持这一份平静跟安定，又恰到好处的去面对它、接受它、处理它、放下它。
So how do we be at ease and be free at all times? Oftentimes people feel they can be at ease and free when they are in situations that go exactly according to their wishesBut oftentimes we lose our gatherings when we are in adverse situations. And so what we do need to strive for to practice is so that we won't have attachments. Once you don't have these firm grasp of attachments, it will become easier to be not fearful, not vexed, and not to be bogged down by confusions. So by practicing meditation and the methods of Chan, we will learn we can be reach a state of becoming more stable and calm. And then using wisdom, we become free of confusions. And by doing so, we will be able to deal with issues and letting go of issues, confronting issues in a manner that is most appropriate at all times.
如何轻松自在过生活，安心睡好觉？当然，我们有心灵环保的要领，以及我们借着目前东出禅寺正在扩建，我们也感恩我们建筑团队今天也特别莅临来啊，一起跟我们啊来参与。算不算是护持佛法呢？
So first, we have the method of the mind to help us transform the way we think. Currently, CMC is under construction and expansion. And the expansion team, construction team, are actually also invited and they are present. By being here, it doesn't mean that you're also helping us with promoting Buddha Dharma and spreading the message? It is indeed. So thank you.
当然我指的建筑 团队涵盖我们原来的自己还没营建以前的建筑规划团队哈，加上我们现在营建的团队，我们也愿祈愿啊，他们现在护持佛法，将来也在修学佛法，甚至也能弘扬佛法。目前或许他有他自己目前好的宗教，但是不抵触，也可以应用佛法啊。就像我们顶公啊，王鼎金老师啊，那虽然是基督教啊的信仰，可是他得到佛法的超越，而让他的这个思路啊，更宽广。而更不间断地去关心社会大众，写出好的这个文章来让大家开心啊，豁达。
So by plan, talking about the expansion committee, I'm referring to both the planning committee as well as those people who are currently dedicating their efforts into helping us expand CMC. We hope that currently by working on this project and you're helping to facilitate the spreading of Buddha Dharma, and eventually you will also find benefit in practicing some of the teachings and then further to share that with other people. Many of you currently may already have your own set of beliefs or religion that's working really well and for you, and it's actually also promoting your own growth. But it doesn't matter, the teachings that we're trying to share with people, it transcends the boundaries of religion. For instance, famous writer Mr. Wang Dingjun, he himself is a devout Catholic. But by encountering and having dialogues with Buddhist personnels, he's able to further expand his own way of thinking and then further becoming more dedicated to people in the society. And that is the benefit of the mind method that we can bring to our lives.
从佛法的观点，我们地球是一个生命共同体。我们虽然有不同的成长背景，学习的环境，甚至不同的宗教信仰，当然我们都希望大家有健康的宗教信仰，才不至于恐惧、忧虑、害怕。我们更希望大家能理解好的宗教的一些的观念跟帮助大家心安定的方法，使我们培养好的习惯，好的习惯又有好的性格，创造美好的 命运。这就是我们要好的观念心态，而促使着好的习惯，有好的个性性格，而就好的命运，就看你好到什么程度，你命运好到什么程度。
So we often say that on this earth, we are interdependent with each other. And regardless of the kind of settings we're in, our religion, we may have different religion and different educational background. Those are not that important. It's important to have the wholesome, to be a follower of a wholesome religion where it will help you establish a correct understanding of life and to help you alleviate yourself from fears and sufferings, and eventually forming good habits, which will lead into building a strong and wholesome character. And a wholesome personality and character will eventually lead to a wholesome and good destiny. As to how good your so-called destiny can become, it really depends on what kind of habits that you have formed and what kind of characters that you have honed.
华古山是一个禅修的道场，也是一个观音的道场。这都是创办人圣严师父啊，自己在修学佛法、禅法心路历程，又了解整个社会、地球如何在不同的宗教，或是还没有接触宗教的时候，又能恰到好处，能表达关心，而以心灵环保、心五识运动、心六轮，而恰到好处的来关心现在社会所需要的。
So Dharmadhar Mountain is a center of practice for Chan. It is also a way place of the Guanyin Bodhisattva. And throughout his own process of practicing the Buddha Dharma, Master Sheng Yan had a lot of experience. And so he worked on how exactly to cross the boundaries of religion. Regardless of religion, you are still able to provide some sort of support and comfort for your fellow citizens. So that's why he came up with these different movements of spiritual environmentalism as well as the six ethics.
虽然圣严师父肉体生命舍报的，但是圣严师父的精神生命却在我们法鼓山资深的护法信众以及在近几年加入了，甚至今天我们第一次来了，或许整个圆满以后我会有感触，而大家如何把这种精神生命进行受限生命奉献，我们自己来成就社会大众，又能回归佛陀的本怀，推动世界进化，不离慈悲跟智慧，又能提倡全面教育，落实整体的关怀，而真正的去发挥法鼓山的理念，提升人的品质，建设人间净土，而真正跟我们今天的主题愿愿相续，建设人间净土来相应。
So regardless whether you are a very seasoned disciple of Master Sheng Yan, or someone who has recently joined, or even if this is your first time coming across Dharmadhara Mountain, I believe together we can gather consensus and bring forth the essence of Master Sheng Yan to solidify and further develop our wisdom and compassion, and to extend it, to do so by extending them into education and to provide support and care for the greater public. And by doing so, regardless of where you are from or your background, we share this vision, and then we can continue the vision and the vows of Master Sheng Yan and to further build a pure land on earth.
就是 我们学习观音菩萨。2015年11月1号的时候，法鼓山举行的全球信众大会，精神主题就是学观音做观音，在众生中学做观音，学观众生是我观音。这就是祈愿大家观音化身，普门示现，同愿同行，光明远大，来净化人心，净化社会。
So how do we do that? How do we together create this vision and then practice that way? One very concrete method is to learn from Guanyin Bodhisattva. In the global meeting in 2015, that was our slogan and our mission. Our purpose is to learn to become like Guanyin Bodhisattva and to become like Guanyin Bodhisattva. How do we learn? We learn amidst of sentient beings. And then also we aspire to ourselves also becoming like a Guanyin Bodhisattva to all the other sentient beings.
圣严师父言及的日子，农历正月初九，我们定为法鼓传灯日。可是在我们美国啊，大概有的没有过农历的。只是因为在农历台湾啊，是这个农历新春的时候啊，不至于因为我们一般西洋的日子啊跟农历的时间不一样啊，会有一些活动不一致。圣严师父四级往生的日子，在西洋来讲是啊2009年的几号？2月3号，在农历来讲是正月初九。那正月初九固定，那2月3号有时候还农历的新春啊，已经还没到，有的甚至已经过了啊，所以就以农历的正月初九定为法鼓传灯日。
So we have designated lunar calendar January 9th as the official Damodaran Mountain, the day of passing lamps. Because of jet lag, and that was the day when Master Shengyan passed away. And because of jet lag, I think in the U.S., or in the Western Hemisphere, some people sometimes say it's he passed away on February 3rd. But officially in Taiwan, we're going by the lunar calendar and setting the day as January 9th. And that day will stay fixed from year to year.
圣严师父延吉多少年了？7年几个月了？8个多月了，快9个月了。2月3号，今天几号？10月30号，是不是？可是我们在举行传灯法会，我们就定为法鼓传灯日，有时候跟法鼓传灯日同一天，但是就定为啊，在四级的那个日子的当周的星期六为基准。有时候台湾也会碰到连假，星期五、星期六、星期日连假，可能就法鼓传灯法会就定在啊、星期五那一天。有时候这个传灯日跟传灯法会同年，也可能在刚好星期天就选择星期天，大概就是不离这几天来举行传灯法会。
So, how long has it been since Master Shengyan passed away? Do you remember? It has been 7 years and 8 months, almost 9 months. So from February 3rd to October, and today is October 30th. And so, like I said, we have designated lunar calendar January 9th as the official Dharma Drum Mountain passing of the lamp day. And in Taiwan, sometimes the Dharma gathering, the ceremony, doesn't necessarily fall on the same day. Sometimes it's on Friday. Sometimes if it happens to coincide with the actual date, then it happens on Sunday. But anyway, it's around that ballpark.
传灯法会，传什么灯？法会如何以法相会，以佛相会？如何以佛的内心世界？历代祖师高深大德的内心世界，如何以我们的师公东初老和尚、灵岩老和尚的内心世界，如何以创办人圣严师父的内心世界相会呢？
So this ceremony, this Dharma gathering of passing the light, a gathering of what? We're hoping that through this gathering, we will come face to face and to come to encounter and meet with Buddha Dharma and with the Buddha. And so that we can bring our mind, so that our mind can approximate the mind of all the Buddha, as well as all the great patriarchs from the past, so that our mind and our visions and aspirations can approximate that of Shi Gong, Master Dong Chu, and also Master Ling Yuan. And then so our vision can come together. We share the same mind as our own Master Shen Yuan.
当然，圣严师父对我们四众佛子有二十句的共勉语啊。因为毕竟时间有限，翻译总是还要时间，至少第一句叫做信佛学法净身，三宝万事明灯。第十九句、二十句叫做处处观音菩萨，深深阿弥陀佛。阿弥陀佛是无量寿、无量光，无量寿代表时间无限、福德的无限，无量光代表空间无限、智慧无限。我们传灯就是在传慈悲的灯、智慧的灯，如无尽灯般灯灯相传，让我们护法因缘代代相传。
Master Shen Yuan passed down 20 phrases for his disciples, for his Sangha communities. And it's quite long, there are 20 phrases, and so due to time limitation,The first, I'll just highlight a few. The first one has to do with being respectful of the Sangha and of the Dharma. So by doing so, it will bring forth unlimited light. And the last two phrases is to remind us to learn from Guanyin Bodhisattvas and to learn from Amitabha Buddha.And what does Amitabha Buddha mean? His name means immeasurable light, immeasurable time, immeasurable space, so that we can continue to extend this teaching and expand our own virtue and practice, as well as our great vows to correspond with Amitabha Buddha and Shi Fu. And so that our vision and our vows can be passed down from generation to generation in our effort to protect Buddha Dharma and to share Buddha Dharma with others.
传灯法会精神主题菩萨行，内容是如何成佛道，菩提心为先，何谓菩提心？利他为第一，为利众生故，不为诸苦难。若众生离苦，至苦即安乐。花心邪佛者，即名为菩萨。菩萨最盛行，悲智度众生。
So, to pass on this great light, and it's also a way of teaching us how to become like the Buddha, and to become a Buddha, to reach Buddhahood, it means that we have to bring forth our Buddha, our Bodhi mind. What is Bodhi mind? The Bodhi mind is the mind that we're trying to benefit other peoples. By helping other peoples alleviate from their sufferings, we are also educating ourselves and alleviating our own sufferings.
我也写了菩提心实髓啊，这个实髓就是随时发心，随念清净，随处观音，随身应身，随缘迎接，随力奉献，随意心安，随喜自在，随佛修行，随愿所成。
I've also written a verse talking about the 10 following practices of the Bodhi mind. And these 10 following practices are: follow our compassionate vows to serve at all times, follow our thoughts and purify them as they arise, follow Guanyin Bodhisattva's compassionate act everywhere we go, follow all calls of suffering and respond to them accordingly, follow all conditions and embrace them with a positive mindset. Follow the best efforts you can that you can make when you exert yourself and devote yourselves. Follow a peaceful mindset at all circumstances. Follow the Dharma joy and feel at ease in all conditions. Follow all Buddha's act as we practice. Finally, follow compassionate vows and as they will all come true.
随时发心，随时提起初发心。初发心容易，恒常心难。啊，这是特别提起说，随时回到你的初发心，不至应到碰到一些逆境、挫折，跟自己想法不一样就退心了。随时回到正念、净念来，因为我们碰到各种境界，常常有妄念、杂念，因为业力、行为、习气的作祟，所以。叫心常常回到正念、净念，随处都做观音，而随身应身，适时的来学习观音菩萨，还要学习观自在菩萨，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，还要随缘迎接各种顺逆逆境，心是不是能保持平静安定，还要精进，那随力奉献，衡量能力范围，不要布施的很勉强、很痛苦、被强迫的，是吧？而随力还有信、精进、念、定、慧五根五力，而真正的让我们有这种强而有力、不退心的力道，随意心安，心安就有平安，还要随喜自在。因为时时心有法喜，念念不离禅悦，任何境界都在成就你，又要发挥智慧来解决问题的，又要让你展现慈悲来体谅包容的。因为佛陀的本怀都不离慈悲跟智慧啊，自在刚刚已经讲过意涵了。那随佛修行，就是随时都如同佛觉在当下，而不被绑在当下、困在当下，而能安于当下，佛在当下，佛就在当下。让我们发起这个愿力，就像我们坚愿长华法师说，要愿望，要希望，一定从愿望，那我们一定从人天善法解脱到这个菩萨道，到成佛之道，每一个愿不同，但我们习性渐进，努力精进吧。我今天大致上把这个演讲应该讲完了。
So the first phrase, follow our compassionate vows, it means for us to continuously bring forth our initial thought of doing good, our initial conviction. It's easy to have this first aspiration, but then it's actually difficult to sustain it. And oftentimes we lose it in adverse kind of circumstances. So we need to aspire to at all times maintain our correct vision, a pure thought, and try to work with to eliminate wandering thoughts and false thoughts, which tend to be the result of karmic obstructions or past habitual patterns. And then we also have to follow Guanyin Bodhisattva's great compassionate vow everywhere we go, which means, just like what it said in the Heart Sutra, we need to see that all five skandhas are empty, and then we will be alleviated from sufferings. And by doing so, we can follow conditions accordingly in all times, be able to settle our mind and calm our mind and continue to practice diligently. And furthermore, we will be able to follow a peaceful mindset in all circumstances and follow the best effort you can make when you devote yourself. What I mean by best effort is just to try the best you can. So whenever you are sharing and making an offering, do it joyfully. Don't be forced into things. That will be very important. And so finally, following all Buddha's act which we practice, we have to remember that Buddha is in every present moment. Just like Changhua Fashi said, in order to have vows, we have first generated by hopes. And we are all at different stations in life, different levels of thinking. So we do the best we can and trying to aspire to aim for a greater, highest vision that's possible at all times.
刚刚10:50的时候，我们经验长华法师讲说，我们的信众从各地来，可能正在塞车，我们没办法准时11点啊开讲，啊拍讲不是中奖那个奖，演讲的奖啊。然后这个又要准时12:30就要这个出差，让大家这个说时轮不动，法轮不转。一直说演讲不重要了，这是我说的，他没有说，是我说的。那说你要以主菜是演讲啊，还是菜是主菜啊？那你要认定啊。如果说时间到了还没讲完，那就出菜吧。可以吗？我说当然可以啊，都好继续在演讲当作串场，也当作法时啊。
So before I started today's talk, around 10 till 11, Changhua Fashi came to me and said, well, there's traffic, and there may be some people who are not going to be able to make it on time, so we probably have to start late. So that means the talk can start exactly at 11 o'clock. And then she further said, well, but then at 12:30, we have to start bringing out the food, because it's important to provide food for people. So I was thinking, well, in that case, then I can just end the talk early. Actually, it doesn't really matter. Even if the food came, I can still continue my talk. I was thinking to myself, you have to decide whether food is the emphasis or Dharma talk is the emphasis. I can continue to share Buddha Dharma and to give the talk as the food come up, and that's all right. It doesn't really matter.
Okay. 时间到了就出菜，那我照讲，当作这个配菜。
So if it's time, then go ahead and bring out the dishes. That's okay. I'll continue to talk. Think of it as little appetizers that you have. My talk.
等一下就要放 PowerPoint 的，我这个半小时里面就让我们的翻译的 Annie 菩萨哈能在他很用心充分的准备，我事先提供给他。他说有没有文字稿，我说我今天的文字稿完全脱稿而出的，到现在摆在这边都还没有去照这个这个 PowerPoint 的来讲，但是已经有那个脉络存在了，只是说抛出来让大家更有这个脉络跟次第，而了解我们怎么样子来奉献跟付出。昨天我在纽泽西的婚会中心里面分享了活出生命的价值，他这个就是提到的态度影响你的高度，思路影响你的出路，你的眼界影响你的境界，你的格局影响你的结局，结局有一种是 result 的结果，一种是你决定你未来命运的。对，是让我们练习以平静安定的心面对现实， 尽责护责来成长自己，学习以佛的慈悲智慧的心来创造未来，广结善缘，奉献利他。
So, very soon we're going to bring up the PowerPoint and, earlier the translator had asked me whether there's, a script that she can use to practice, to study. Actually the talk that I gave today is totally off script and I haven't even looked at my notes yet. But regardless, there is a main thread of thinking that has already surfaced from today's talk. And this main thread is the essence of offering and the essence of sharing and giving. And yesterday in New Jersey, I also gave a Dharma talk. And in that talk, I talked about how to live life to the fullest. And in essence, your attitude will influence your stature and your thinkings will influence your choices. And your insight will influence the kind of conditions and scenario that you encounter. And your vision, your scope will also influence the final result. And so to live a life to the fullest, we have to practice facing reality with calm and settled, peaceful mindset. At the same time, we have to be responsible to nurture our own self-growth. And we have to create a future with a compassionate and wise mindset, just like the mindset of the Buddha. And at the end, we'll cultivate good affinities broadly and to devote ourselves to benefiting other people.
生命的价值或是生命的尊严不在肉体生命的长与短，而在有限的生命当中能珍惜生命的可贵，珍惜每一口气，而能当成修行的道器，展现慈悲智慧的生命力，而来重新出发，奉献利他，展现生活的意义以及生命的价值出现了，随时不断地在成长自己，在消融自己，而真正的都为了奉献利他，而跟佛的慈悲智慧回的本怀来相应，也是跟创办人圣严师父进行受现生命的内心世界相应的。
Our value of life, of our life, does not hinge on the length of our physical body or many of the external rubrics. Instead, the purpose of this life is so that we can cherish how precious our life is, cherish every breath that we have, and we use this physical body as a tool, as a container to learn, to transform ourselves for the purpose of benefiting other sentient beings. The purpose of our life is for self-growth and also for us to gradually eliminate a lot of the attachments we have to the self. And by doing so, we will correspond with the essence of the Buddha's mind, which is compassion and wisdom. And then we'll also be able to correspond our practice and our mindset with Master Shenyan's vows, the vow that he's going to exhaust his physical life, life after life, for the benefit of other sentient beings.
法鼓山2015年、2016年提出这为这个社会世界祝福的主题是什么？光明远大，如何体验呢？的观念跟方法是什么？2015年是智慧转进，自心光明，慈悲利他，希望远大。2016年如何体验呢？观念方法是什么呢？念念清净，遍照光明，但要回到步步踏实，前程远大。2017年法鼓山为这个社会祝福的主题是什么？福慧传家， 如何体验观念跟方法呢？修福修慧，安心安家，六度万行，传心传家。何谓六度？布施、持戒、忍辱、精进、禅定、智慧。
So the wishes that we offer to the world, Dharma Drums Mountain offer to the world in 2015 and 2016 is great light. That is what we wish that all wish upon the world and all human beings, all sentient beings. For 2015, how do we, what are the methods we can use? What is the guiding principle for us to experience and practice this great light? It is using wisdom to transform our perception of circumstances. And by doing so, our mind is bright. And then we should also use compassion to benefit other sentient beings. And then our promise will be great. It's great. For 2016, the wish that we offer to the world is also great light. And the guidelines for practicing and experiencing great light is: with a clear mind at every moment, you shine light everywhere. With a stable footing at every step, your future will be full of promises. For 2017, what is our wish? Our wish for the world is that we will be able to pass down generation to generation wisdom as well as virtue. And we pass down these wisdom and virtue in the, as a way to settle our mind and settle our homes and families. And by practicing the six paramitas, we'll be able to pass these virtues and wisdom down from generations to generations.
我们为了今天这个主题，愿愿相续建设人间净土，我特别写下法鼓传灯菩萨行，也可以正好应用2017年传灯法会的时候，我可以应用这个内涵里面掌握了法鼓传心、法鼓传灯，还有法鼓山的共识理念精神、方针方法、四众佛子共勉语、心灵环保核心，以及年度祝福的主题涵盖在里面写下来的。
For today's gathering, I have written a verse. It's called Walking a Great and Bright Path by participants of Dharma Drum Mountain. And within this verse, it has actually compiled all the thoughts, combined thoughts of the essence of Dharma Drum Mountain's teaching, the methods of practice, our vision, the direction we're going, as well as there are many important concepts that we embody in Dharma Drum Mountain. And I will also, in the future, in 2017, be able to share this in the next gathering of Passing the Light, Passing Lamp.
华古传灯菩萨行，这个内容就是华古传灯殊胜行，承先启后无尽行，建设人间净土行，愿愿相续无穷情，知恩报恩利他行，尽心尽力第一行，不失功德清净行，慈悲喜舍无量行，关怀教育成长行，安心奉献喜悦行，四摄六度菩萨行，光明远大佛道行。
So this verse goes like this. It's been a journey of auspicious causes and conditions. It's been a continuous practice and journey of inheriting from the past and inspiring the future.It's been a journey of building pure lands on earth, and it's been a journey of perpetuating and renewing Master Sheng Yan's great vows continuously. It's been a journey of being grateful and giving back by benefiting others, and it's been a journey and practice of exerting all efforts to achieve the supreme practice. It's a practice of pure conduct, of virtuous giving. And it's an immeasurable practice of kindness, compassion, joy, and giving. It's a practice of caring, educating, and growth. And it's a joyful practice with the unwavering mindset of continuously giving and offering to others. It is a practice of the Bodhisattva path with the four methods of approaching people and practicing the six paramitas. It's been a practice and a journey of completing a bright and great future.
华古山办任何的活动或提出任何的一个运动精神都不离关怀教育，让我们出离心、菩提心、慈悲心、智慧心都不断的在成长，消融我们的许多的无明、烦恼心、贪嗔痴、傲慢、怀疑，甚至邪见心，让我们能理解现象、包容状况、持续沟通、成就修行。安心即是成就，奉献即是是吧？修行，这个就是安心奉献啊，让我们喜悦行，时时心有法喜，念念不离禅业。我至少把这一段啊再补充的，因为时间有限，下次明年有机会再细腻的解说。
So no matter what kind of movement that we try to promote at Dharma Drum Mountain, the core of these movements, it has always been to care for others and for education, for self-growth and growth of others. And by doing so, we'll be able to eliminate a lot of the vexations, attachments, anger, ego, etc. that people harbor. And in the essence, if we are able to really settle our mind, that is indeed a kind of attainment of our practice. And by giving to others, that's the very essence of practice. And because of the limitation of time, I can't go into these verses in details. But maybe next year I can come back and then I will explain them in a more fine-grained way.
为什么讲持续沟通成就修行吗？因为我们人跟人之间，法师跟法师，法师跟居士，居士跟居士，居士对社会大众都有许多待成长啊沟通的空间，因为我们都有无明烦恼习气业力行为啊，所以等一下我就要分享华古业众光明行。
SoWhy do we say, there's also a key phrase that I brought up, which is continuously to communicate with each other, and that's a way to help each other practice and promote practice. That is because between the sanghas, among sanghas, and between participants, volunteers, as long as there are people, we all have our own karmic patterns as well as bringing our own vexations. And by continuous communicating with each other, that's a way to practice.
华古因缘殊胜行，修学护持喜悦行，清楚放松安定行，放下身心自在行，你我对错包容行，彼此关怀互惠行，顺利感恩精进行，忏悔报恩清净行，安心奉献信愿行，珍惜当下幸福行，四摄六度菩萨行，光明远大圆满行。你不是有给你这个资料？他不是传给你吗？他一定问资料啊。Angela 传给你的？
这份没有。
哦，那份没有。OK。演讲全部交给他去讲了。
So I would like to share the pure bright conduct of Dharma Drum participants. The causes and conditions of participating in Dharma Drum Mountain is indeed auspicious. Together we practice and protect, facilitate Buddha Dharma, and that is a joyous journey. In our practice, we need to be clear of what we're doing and be relaxed and settled, and to let go of attachments of our body and mind, which will eventually yield great ease. Between people, you and me, we try to be forgiving and understanding of each other's conduct and perhaps mistakes. And we continue to support and care for each other as a way to cultivate our wisdom and merit. In adverse situations as well as in facilitative kind of situations, we continue to practice vigorously. Meanwhile, we purify our conduct by repent and become great, being grateful of everything that we have. We should be calm and settled in giving and in generating our great vows. Cherish our very moment of all the blessings that we have. And ultimately, we practice the methods and the path of Bodhisattva by the four ways of dealing with people as well as the four methods, the six paramitas. Ultimately, in the long run, it will bring forth great light and greatness.刚刚也有提到，我们虽然是凡夫的身份，但是我们同样有跟佛一样的清净佛心，只是被无明烦恼遮盖住了。如何在以凡夫的身份来建设人间净土呢？在红尘中，如何菩萨行？修菩萨行，以人方便多结善缘；在烦恼中，修菩萨行，常行己过，惭愧忏悔；在困苦中，修菩萨行，深信因果，感恩发愿；在幸福中，修菩萨行，知福、惜福、培福、众福，永远有福。
So we've mentioned earlier that we are all ordinary sentient beings. But as ordinary sentient beings, how do we transform ourselves and build pure land on earth? So we can cultivate the Bodhisattva path in the midst of this mundane world by becoming more accommodating and aiming for the good of others. And by doing so, we can create good affinities widely. And we cultivate the Bodhisattva path amidst our vexations, and we'll frequently reflect on our own wrongdoings and repent. And cultivate Bodhisattva path in the midst of hardships, where we can generate deep beliefs and cause and consequences, and being grateful to and make great vows to benefit others. Ultimately, cultivating the Bodhisattva path in the midst of happiness, and we can appreciate and cherish the blessings that we already have, and then we'll continue to cultivate and sow more blessings for the future.
以心灵的净化来建设净土，就是少欲知足，布施功德，慈悲喜舍，随顺因缘。随顺因缘要把握因缘，创造因缘，更重要的要珍惜因缘。
So, we have to first purify our mind, and we can purify our mind by being content with fewer desires and by making offerings and transferring merits. And then we can also practice purify our mind by being compassionate, joyful, and free from our existing attachments. And finally, we comply with the cause and conditions and do the best we can at all times. And this entails we need to hold on to the opportunities that we have, and then further create more opportunities we have, and cherish the circumstances and opportunities that we currently have.
如何轻松自在过生活？少一些患得患失，多一些努力精进；少一些你争我夺，多一些慈悲谦让。 少一些你猜我疑，多一些互敬互谅；少一些恐惧忧虑，多一些宏愿智慧。
How do we live a life at ease then? To live a life of ease, we should be less concerned about outcomes and to be a little bit more dedicated, spend more dedicated effort, focus on that, and to have less bickering with one another, to have a little bit more compassion and humbleness, and to have a little less mistrust and generate more mutual respect and mutual understanding, and to have less worries and fears so that we can create more wisdoms and compassion.
如何安心睡好觉？身在哪里？心在哪里？清楚放松，全身放松，也就是不计较，不比较，晚上好睡觉，隔天工作才有效，自然会心微笑。不计较，不比较是顺利相对好坏物体，身心健康，无忧无虑，好睡觉，平等慈悲，无我智慧，拈花微笑。
So by putting our mind at ease, we'll have be able to sleep soundly. And to sleep soundly, the main practice is wherever your body is, your mind should be with your body, and not be distracted thinking of other things. And do not be calculating and do not compare. You will have a good night of sleep at night. And then in the next day, you'll work more effectively and have a healthy smile, hearty smile on your face.
心灵环保610顺境逆境心平静，禅修念佛心安定，惭愧忏悔心清净，法喜禅业心明净，感恩报恩现圣命，慈悲智慧乐和敬，以慈悲关怀人，以智慧处理事，以和乐同生活，以尊敬相对待。
So there are 6 points that I want to further share with you on the protecting the spiritual environment. Keep the mind calm in good times and bad times. Keep the mind settled by meditation and chanting. Keep the mind purified through repentance.And keep our minds bright and clear through meditative joy. And be grateful and give back and devote our own life for the benefit of the others. And to be joyful and harmonious through wisdom and compassion. So we use compassion to deal with people. We use wisdom to deal with issues. And we try to be harmonious and joyful dealing with each other and treat each other with great respect.
告诉大家一个好消息，我们准备出菜了。那我也要圆满，在用餐的时候，请大家珍惜每一个相遇的顺利因缘，感恩生命的起承转合。起，我们有缘起，要尊重生命；我们承，要承担，我们要庄严我们的生命。转有转化，但要净化生命；和要和合，我们要圆满生命，也就是大悲心起，承先启后，大转法轮，众缘和合，理事融合，圆满融合，愿愿相续，建设人间净土。
I have a good news to share with you. The food is here. So while we eat, start eating and enjoy our food, I want to remind you again to cherish this affinity that we have, this condition that we have, that we come together and for this special cause and condition. And then also to value all these rising, changing, process of life. So in Chinese, there's 起承转合. One is arising, the arising of cause and conditions of our life or of conditions. And to be able to uphold and also to shoulder responsibilities in benefiting others. And we use this as a way of practice so we can transcend our own mind. And finally,和 closure, we close it, or we bring everyone together in unification and harmony.
今天非常的欢喜又非常的感动，希望我们一起行动。我们今天有许多的资深的师父的西方众的弟子，以及许多资深的护法菩萨，我们顶公也适时的来到刚刚有分享的顶公这个是个生命的历程。那我已经吃饱了，因为我把大家这一份发愿发心的，如刚刚跟我在倒这个水，都当成甘露滑水，把大家的功德我全都喝下去了。这如吸业力震动，如云如盖护我顶上，流入身心，充满正报，尽未来际，永为佛种。祝福大家增上善心，增善所得，一切回向给大家，一起来以慈悲心、智慧心来净化人心、净化社会。感恩大家，阿弥陀佛。
So, it's very moving that all of us come together today, and hopefully we can transform this feeling of being moved into actual movement and mobilize ourselves in benefiting all sentient beings, that we can work together. And today, there are many participants, old and new disciples of Master Sheng Yan, as well as a lot of the Western students of Master Sheng Yan. And so it's really an auspicious opportunity. And so sitting here, I feel that I have already have eaten to my fullest. Because sitting here, I am basking in your goodwill as well as your great vows. As I was pouring this water from the teapot, I feel it's like a pure dew that has washed through my body, and as a way to provide further growth, nurture my own my Buddha nature, merit, and virtue. So I just hope that we take this opportunity again to recall the great vows of Master Sheng Yan, and then together reunite in our vision to purify human mind and to build a pure land on this very earth.
我们也非常感谢 Annie 菩萨这么用心这么样子极其精彩的翻译，他的母亲特别也从台湾正好有这个因缘来聆听，感谢。
We want to thank the translator for the outstanding job that she did. Her mother is visiting from Taiwan, so we're very happy to have her join us today.